Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
All right, Ray. Late breaking news here. Darius Slay scratched from practice for a personal reason. Sometimes when this happens, reporters will dig and find out, okay, what's going on? Is this something that should be on my radar, or is it like a kid being sick at school and it's nothing to really concern yourself with and no big deal? I mean, the conspiracy theory in me says maybe this guy's going to get traded now. What's your take?
Yeah, well, they just put that out 10 or 15 minutes ago, so I have not had a chance to check in on exactly what's going on. I mean, I'll be honest, my first thought was the same as yours, but I will tell you that Darius did an interview yesterday. Seemed like he was fine, you know, smiling, happy like he always is. So we'll see if he's in there tomorrow, and, you know, that's when we'll get the full story. But, yeah, for right now, we'll just take them at their word that he missed due to a personal.
Ray, if he even is available on Sunday and this is just no big deal and he's back tomorrow, is he going to get starters reps at corner against the Colts?
Well, I mean, the Colts have a pretty diverse pass-catching group, so I would imagine, yes, he would be involved in some form or measure. But, you know, Brandon Echols finished that game against the Packers for Darius. Now, Darius Slay kind of had like a calf thing going on, so, you know, maybe that was part of the equation. But, yeah, I don't really expect Darius to be fully benched. But, listen, if you're not playing well, there's always the chance that a guy like Echols or somebody else can step in and take some of your reps away from you.
Ray, I liked what you wrote today, citing Rex Ryan criticizing the Steelers as far as being old. You juxtaposed it with when Warren Sapp said the 2011 team was old, and then they went 12-4. Yeah. But that was after one game. This, in this case, is after seven. How much do you think the age of this defense, especially some of the key guys, is an issue for them moving forward?
Well, first off, I knew that 2011 defense rebounded and did very well. I went back and looked. That 2012 defense also was first in the league in total defense and yards allowed. So they actually didn't fall off the cliff until 2013. But, yeah, just talking about this defense, it's a completely different scenario. As you mentioned, we're almost half a season into this, and things seem to be getting worse rather than getting better. You know, they probably are starting to show their age. And I was telling somebody else, you know, this thought I had. You know, usually when you sign veteran players, you're not expecting to get like the Jalen Ramsey out of Florida State who ran 4.3 or whatever. You know you're not getting that version, that athlete.
Mm-hmm.
But you're expecting to get that experience, right? Like that guy's who he's a step ahead of the quarterback. He can read things. He understands things. And I think the problem with the Steelers' defense, they're not all on the same page.
Malzi said the exact thing.
You're almost negating the experience of a Jalen Ramsey and of a Darius Slay and anybody else you want to throw out there who has a little bit of age on them, because they're not able to play fast, because whether it's not understanding the defense, they're getting the calls late, the communications late from the sideline. It just seems to be kind of like a fire drill every single week when those calls come in. So, you know, that's one thought I would have. You know, it's possible these guys fell off a cliff, but how likely is it that all these guys fell off the cliff at the same time? I think there's something else going on at hand.
Ray, why do you think those calls come in sometimes and it's like a fire drill? What? How do you explain the problems communicating?
I mean, listen, it's been going on for years. You know, a lot of people said, well, it's, you know, Minka's the problem. Oh, if Minka's not here, Minka's not the problem. You know, Cam Sutton's the problem last year. Well, Cam Sutton's not here. So, you know, like the issues, every team has some problems with relaying the signals, but it's an ongoing issue here. I guess Mike Tomlin and Terrell Watson are the coaches. They're the ones who have to accept, you know, the full blame here, but I'm sure it's on the players too. And, yeah, they got to get that stuff communicated as soon as they get it, and then they got to get them lined up right. And I know it's a tricky thing sometimes, but I kind of feel like the Steelers have more problems with this than most teams in the league, and I'm not sure why that is.
Ray, one thing we do on the show sometimes is I'll say something, Malzi will vehemently disagree with me, and then Donnie is forced to break the tie and tell everybody who he sides with, and he's kind of like the kid at the top of the stairs watching his parents argue.
That analogy.
At the Post-Gazette, you've got Jerry Dulac saying, blaming Terrell Austin for the defense is like blaming a painter for bad paint. And then you've got Chris Carter saying, you know, very vociferously, Terrell Austin calls the defense, which I think puts responsibility on him. So in your opinion, break that tie. Who do you think's closer to being right?
I think what Terrell Austin said today, and you guys probably played the clip.
We did.
He's calling the defense unless Mike wants to call it. Now, the way I view that is, you know, Terrell's going to have the calls on first and second down. If there's one of those so-called weighty downs that Mike Tomlin likes to talk about, then, you know, maybe Mike will weigh in and Mike will say, hey, you know, T.A., I want to run this here. And then T.A. is communicating that to the guys on the field. That's how I interpreted what T.A. said. You know, Mike could certainly butt in on first and second downs.
So whose defense is it then, Ray?
Oh, it's Mike Tomlin's defense.
Okay.
I mean, I think everyone knows that, but Terrell is certainly involved, and, you know, he's calling a lot of the plays, and he's designing things during the week for sure, but, yeah, this is Mike Tomlin's defense.
Ray, could the situation you just described where Austin might call plays on first and second and then Tomlin butts in on a weighty down possibly be one of the reasons that they can't get things communicated?
My God, they're terrible on third and long.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's brutal.
Yeah, I mean, I'd just be speculating, but you guys know their percentages are, I think, on both third and fourth down. I know third down, last time I checked, they were like 27th in the league. I haven't checked on fourth down in a while just because I don't think they've had too many of those opportunities, but they were way down there on fourth down conversions against.
They're 24th in the league in both categories, third and fourth downs allowed, right?
There you go, Ray.
Okay, yeah. So, I mean, they just have a hard time getting off the field. And, you know, listen, when – you know, we were talking to Austin, I think, 2 or 3 weeks ago. And, you know, their yards allowed has been high all year. Now it's up to 386. But even a couple of weeks ago, it wasn't that bad. But people were kind of asking him about, you know, the numbers, why they were down so low in the rankings. And, you know, he kind of said, well, you know, I kind of look at other metrics. You know, I look at getting off the field, and I look at turnovers. And then you look at what happens the last couple of weeks. You're not getting off the field against the Bengals and the Packers, and you're not creating turnovers against either of those teams. That's when things really snowball on you. So when you're letting teams drive up and down the field for almost 400 yards a game, you're going to give up touchdowns, you're going to give up field goals, and you're going to be behind the eight ball if you're not creating those turnovers like we saw in the first month or so of the season.
Ray, it's prediction time. I said at the beginning of the show, I'm not going to bet any kind of piercing or anything like that. But I think the Steelers are going to beat the Colts on Sunday. And Donnie's rebuttal was, they're going to get bludgeoned, was the word he used. What is Ray going with? Are you on my side that this is a Tomlin special?
Well, I'm probably somewhere in between. I think it's going to be high scoring. I think the Steelers are going to be able to score against the Colts. I just think it's a really bad matchup for the Steelers' defense. They're injured now. They got moving parts in the secondary. So I'm going to say this one's over for sure. Colts 41, Steelers 30.
Jeez.
Ray.
Thank you, Ray.
Furthermore, Ray, as a Holy Cross grad, will Penn State be taking look at former Holy Cross and current James Madison head coach Bob Chesney for that opening? Now that Matt Rhule is staying at Nebraska.
I'm on a group text with a bunch of my former teammates. And that news was out and about 2-3 weeks ago that Penn State was looking at him. So that, I don't know where you got that, Malzy, but that appears to be accurate.
A Malzy mole. Thank you, Ray. Appreciate it. We'll talk again soon. Goodbye.
All right, guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.